You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
How long have we been doing this, Don?
Started in July.
Just a rough guess.
28th, 2000.
Yeah, just a rough guess. Don't
19, Johnny.
You got the time? Any what? Nine.
Oh, we started about 10 o'clock. 10. We
used to roll. How many times? Out. Just here's something. Just how many times have I asked you to speak into the microphone?
Well, I've got it here, mate.
Every week.
What people, dear, what is this? Are we going back to school now?
Every week. No, don't do it for me. I can hear you whether you've got the microphone or not. Every week, people, trawls of them.
Trawls?
Trawls. You know trawls. A trawl when you trawl
well,
with
yeah,
a fishing
fish.
Net?
Yeah, you yeah. fish.
Trawls of people.
How can you put people, how do people trawl?
I'll put you in a net in a minute.
No, answer my question.
Trawls, that's a whole lot of people that would be in a net. Get on Twitter or Instagram and say they cannot hear Don. Leave it alone, man. Just speak into it. Why did you touch it then? It's extraordinary.
I was moving it closer
get
to
my
mouth. Get
your hand away from your mouth and don't move it and keep your mouth in front of that thing with the mesh on it. That's the microphone.
You happy?
Well, only if I have one more person ring or contact us and say, I can't hear
they
Don.
Ring. They ring. Thank God they haven't got my number.
So here we go. So here we go.
Have you got, what is it called? Twitter, is it? Well, do people it? Ring you on Twitter or they,
no, they, don't
they
ring.
Message you on Twitter?
Yes, message they do.
Okay.
It's fantastic Twitter.
No, who'd go on Twitter? Are you on Twitter?
I
mate,
is he?
Is he?
Do you know why I love it?
Sorry?
He's a terrorist.
Do you know terrorist. Why...
He terrorises people on Twitter.
Do you know why I love it,
just
Don?
Will you shut up?
He just abuses everybody. He abuses the government. He abuses everybody.
Well, why do you do that for?
Because I was about to tell you before you told me to shut up. I do it. I enjoy. You want to hear the people abuse you and the invective and the. They think that the worst and nastiest things they can say to you affect you. It is actually humorous to watch it or read it. And the more you say things, the more they come back. About the golf, they said, oh, rich old white men playing golf. I said, white men playing golf? I said, that'd be 99% of Australia then. What, do you want to close all the golf courses down? So, anyhow, so now you say we get...
Who does play golf? How would you typify a golfer? If you had to typify a golfer, how would you typify him?
A recreational pursuit that is played by people who are not that active physically but like to get out for two or 3 hours a day wandering around in the sunshine or the rain.
That's
or
the game. Wind. That's defining the game. But he asked you, how do you define a golfer?
If you had to.
What's wrong with you two people?
No, there's nothing
yeah,
wrong
us.
With us.
It's
no,
us.
No, no,
it's us.
Well, let you said... How do you
is
define
this what he does on Twitter?
Oh, man.
I said
does,
you.
What he does in life.
You
sorry?
Said,
it's what he does in life.
Is it really Twitter?
You said.
Haven't you got a life?
Don.
Haven't you got a life?
You said, how do you define a golfer?
Has he been worse on Twitter since this lockdown?
He abuses people. He gets so sucked in by it.
Does he?
He tries to make it. It doesn't. It just, it's water off a duck's back and he gets so angry at times.
Does he really?
Oh, mate.
I've enjoyed it. Don, now, Don, listen to me. Don't just sit there. Listen, you asked me how do you define a golfer? And I told
no,
you.
No,
I told you and you said, oh, yeah, but how, what is a golfer? I told you.
No, you didn't. You were defining golf.
You sit there.
Oh, come on, Rod. You're the third man here. You're the adjudicator. You anyway,
said,
let's move
I
on.
I said there. People after some recreational activity that aren't that physically fit that like to walk around in the sunshine playing golf as a form of exercise. That's what I said, and that fits into the category of
white,
about 90%.
They're typically male.
They're what?
They're typically white, they're typically affluent, they're typically male.
That is, that is so dumb. I mean... If you belong to a private golf course, one of the top golf courses in Australia, that may be so. But there is hundreds and hundreds of golf courses that cater for the rank and file who love playing golf because it's a recreational pursuit and you don't need to be too fit for it. Now, then you said...
You can play at Albert Park nine holes now, Sam. You're allowed to be out for 2 hours within 5 kilometres.
Yeah, that's if you
but
can...
But that's not good enough for
that's
you.
If, that's, no, that's right. That's if you can... See, people on Twitter said, oh, how come we can't walk on golf courses now with dogs while people are playing golf and use them as public spaces? Because why should golfers have just only individual access to public spaces? Why can't everyone walk around the golf course while people are playing? Have you ever heard? Magda Zabanski was on about that. She said, oh, I'll be upset because people are allowed to walk on public golf course spaces now. I said, I couldn't give a stuff if people walk on golf course spaces, but watch out for the balls when people hit them or you'll end up killing
someone. But you're not allowed to play golf at the moment.
Hmm?
You aren't allowed to play golf at the moment.
Did you hear?
No, but aren't you allowed to do anything that's not over 2 hours and within 5 kilometres of home?
That's correct. So
I thought golf was out, swimming's in, tennis is out. It is really
good. Did you hear what he just said?
He said, I don't know.
I said, no, he didn't say, I don't know. Don, you don't listen.
I did, didn't I?
Better?
I think I did.
I'm clear.
He didn't say he didn't know. He said you can play for 2 hours as long as you don't go more than 5 kilometres from home. That's what he said.
The world according to Johnny.
I was asking the question.
But what about that? What about swimming? Being allowed to swim? I saw that on television.
I'm not letting this go.
The Asperger's has kicked in again.
Listen to you two. You are so dumb, you two. You asked him. You said, "Can you play golf?" And he said, "If you can go for."
I said, "Can't you?" I said, "I asked whether or not it
you
fit
didn't.
Within
you
those
know
parameters.
Very well. You know very well what the rules are because we've had this discussion before."
Oh, don't talk about off air.
I'm just telling you, we've had this discussion before. Don't try and side with Don to pretend that I'm the odd one out. He said you can play for 2 hours if you don't go 5 kilometres from home. And you said, oh, is that right?
Okay, why don't you do that then? And then we can just relax and just leave everybody alone.
And then we got on to, well, everyone is allowed to be walking on the spaces now because they say it should be public spaces. Why is it reserved for just golfers? Which is just the most ridiculous and inane argument from people who are trying to be, sanctimonious about life. Now listen to me, Don, please. And then the other thing, now we'll just do this once more about the coronavirus, all right, in this government. I got criticised for having some fairly strong words about the government.
On Twitter?
No, probably on this forum, Don.
No.
All right.
Anyway,
so
go on.
It doesn't matter where. So the front page of the Herald Sun says condemned, like... You cannot get a publication, probably the largest selling paper in the country, says the government is condemned. It has just rorted the security system by handing out jobs to their friends for multi-million dollar contracts which were never tendered. So then you go to... So do you know a man called... Now, a man called David Icke, not Stephen Icke, David Icke... did a rally in Trafalgar Square in England just last week or 2 weeks ago. And we have become famous. Daniel Andrews was named specifically as the worst person in the world for a power grab and someone who has just got low self-esteem that is trying to exert his power grab on the community that he runs. That man, he was named personally over... The other on the Antipodes, Donald, which means the Antipodes. The other side of the world. So we have become infamous by this extraordinary government. Now, here's my final thing on this, but you're welcome to chip in, of course. Here's the analogy. Dreamworld.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yes.
Was fined $3.6 million for corporate governance failures when... four people died on one of their rides. If you extrapolate that into what is happening here, the Victorian government is directly responsible for 770 deaths and 18,000 infections. Simple arithmetic says that if Dreamworld was fined $3.5 million, this government should be up for $691 million in compensation for the people that they have erroneously and systematically ignored and rorted. So that if you can't say anything worse about this government than everyone's saying, and yet they're still in power and no one is resigning. The Premier threw Makakis under the bus. Talk about, you know, having all the looks and sounds not unlike Hitler, but without the charm. How do you reckon he's going? And how is he?
Well,
in
I was very disappointed last weekend when I watched the. The inquiry where Daniel had to appear, and I just thought he had a bit of a smirk on his face when the lady asked him the question as to...
I think it was Wind.
No, it wasn't Wind. He had a smile. He said, that is why, in response to her question, this is why I've called the inquiry. In other words, she was asking, where did this originate from, you know, the decision to employ the security workers, and he said, "I don't know."
No,
and that is why I've had this inquiry. And I thought there was a bit of a smirk, and I thought, "Mate, you've lost me. You really have lost me." I've got to the point where I just don't trust any information that's now coming out and being told to us by our so-called leaders. And that goes across the spectrum.
Don, you're a very, very good man. I like having these verbal conversations with you.
But
for several weeks now, I have been saying this is the most extraordinarily incompetent.
I know, and I was critical of you.
And
you
said, who would do a better job? And you just end up refuting every single thing that you say.
There are two things to this. I think you've got to have the lockdown. But what has gone on with regard to this hotel thing and the way that he goes about it? Now, when he proposed the inquiry months ago, I think that he thought that we would have overcome the coronavirus and it would just pass into air, this inquiry. It would have no relevance at all because everyone would be back in work, who'd care? But the point is, this coronavirus has continued and it's now being highlighted. Yeah. Just like he did the deflection of the branch stacking, went straight through to the national body instead of the state body.
No one said, incidentally, that we shouldn't have a lockdown. No one has ever said that we shouldn't have a lockdown. I've never said that. I've said, how about some easing of some of the restrictions so that people can actually go about, and it won't go on with it. I've never said that we shouldn't have a lockdown.
What disappoints me also is the fact that they haven't come up with anything practical to work with this disease in as much as the testing. Why can't they have stations or people going around to work sites testing the people, and then you can do it in 6 hours, get the test results back in 6 hours, and that would allow the economy to come back online. You would find out whether you're positive, negative, and you were able to work. Oh, you're now impatient. I can't finish.
Oh, because you just trawl through the whole thing, same things every week. And then when I say they're a disgrace, you say, oh, no, now hang on a minute. Now, Don, we can preempt this because we've asked him in his own right, but of course we're asking him in for another reason. Simon O'Donnell is coming in. We're going to interview him or have a chat to him. We never interview anyone. Have a chat to him about his great career in racing and football and cricket and as an entrepreneur and a television and radio star. And he is going to give us an insight into the late Dean Jones. Now, this is not a feather in our cap by any stretch, so don't think that we're capitalising on Dean's unfortunate passing, but I think we were probably the last people to interview Dean credibly on this, on our podcast number 39 is our podcast, and the reason I'm mentioning that is if you want to listen to the last interview or chat we had with Dean Jones about his legacy and why he had withdrawn from having his name on cricket awards and all that sort of thing, and what he thought the future of himself and cricket was. It was a fascinating chat, which is more relevant now because of his passing. And we're going to ask Simon O'Donnell also about himself, but also about Dean Jones. So that's coming up. So moving along, Donald, and I was absolutely, of course, everyone shocked when we heard the news about Dean Jones's passing. You know, you think, oh, this is gossip and it's some sort of salacious thing, but it was eventually found out to be absolutely correct. So here's my question. Of the people that you can remember, who has shocked you the most when the news came out in the morning or whenever you heard the news that so-and-so had passed? Had died. So Dean Jones would be, I was absolutely staggered when I heard that news, probably about as staggered when I heard Peter Brock had passed on. Do you remember Shirley Strawn? Do you remember him from Skyhooks? When someone said he had died, you can't believe those sort of things. You just think that those people are just
I understand, bulletproof.
Bulletproof is the word, Donald. What about David Hooks? Remember when someone said David Hooks had been punched, I think, outside a hotel down in Albert Park?
What made the biggest impact on
well,
you?
Well, I'm just... Steve... I
well, one has made an impact on me.
Who?
One has.
Who?
John F. Kennedy.
Fair enough, Don. I was talking about local identities that you would know here in our community.
I understand exactly what you're saying, but I remember as a young lad,
yes,
I couldn't believe what had happened to John Kennedy.
That's a given, Donald. But what about Steve Irwin? Remember when someone said the stingray had... I just couldn't... You think those people are infallible. Sounds like a macabre... list of people to mention that you were staggered by, but I reckon Shirley Strawn, Steve Irwin, Danny Frawley. Remember this time last year when someone said that you couldn't believe Brock, David Hooks, and Dean Jones would be right up there. So we're going to speak to Simon O'Donnell about him and also himself. Now, there was a list. Have a listen to this, Donald. There was a list that some public schools or private school boys in Sydney put out to muck up day for the end of the year. And the police got wind of this. This was some of the things that was going around on the social media, trying to encourage people to join in, the school boys to join in or school girls. And these were some of the things, some of the challenges that just in the name of revelry and merriment. One was to kiss. This is. I'm not making this up. You can Google.
No. I've read the.
Kiss a girl under 15 years of age. Have sex with a woman over 80 kilograms, or someone under 4 foot. That is a dwarf. So either have sex with someone who they thought was overweight,
little person,
or have sex with a dwarf,
little person,
a little person. And this is their words: have sex with an Asian chick. I presume that's a woman. That wouldn't be a fowl or a chook or anything. An Asian chick. As you walk down the street, hit strangers in the crotch with a stick. So you'd be walking along Bourke Street, Donald, and these little pricks come from the public school and whack you with a big club in your cock and balls, and you'd wince down on the road, and while they're down they'd probably drive the boot into you. Break into the Taronga Park Zoo. That's one of the challenges. Spit on a homeless man. So you see someone lying just in the park and go and spit on him. So, and of course, had to take ecstasy tablets, drink a whole carton of beer, and snort some cocaine.
Cocaine.
cocaine, the Bolivian booger sugar, Donald.
The cocoon boy.
So these, so the police got onto this and they got in touch with the school, and the school have got taken umbrage to this. So I thought, Donald, here's a challenge for you. This, we in our day, would you have thought to do anything like that in our day? And I thought, what about as daring as we got in our day would be, you know, to...
Well, school's over as far as I was concerned. I was out.
Yeah. If we were doing it today, Don, we'd probably write in chalk on the footpath, Daniel Andrews, you're a silly old sausage.
I just think, well, that's very immature. I just, it just doesn't...
Oh, you do? Do you think that's immature?
No. You've gone out on them there.
Gee, that's an outrageous statement.
Well, I just couldn't be bothered. Why would you even try?
You and I, Donald, would have gone into a public library and talked loudly. That would have been our, that would be our thumb and nose at society. What about farting in an elevator?
Uh-huh.
Oh, let's go and fart in an elevator and see who can pretend that there's no aroma in there.
See, that's funny.
Funny?
That's funny. It's harmless.
Walk into a friend's house and
why would you even do it as a muck-up day? Why would
funny.
You?
This is not. No. What these guys are doing, none of that's funny. What Sam's saying is funny because it's harmless.
Oh. Yeah, it's harmless. Walk into a friend's house.
It's rude.
Walk into a friend's house and leave poo stains on
the
bottom of his toilet.
That'd
be outrageous, wouldn't it?
That is outrageous.
No.
What about jaywalking? You could say, go on, walk across there against the lights and see if the coppers will nab you. That's what we would do. Pretty harmless stuff. But these people hit people in a crotch, spit on a homeless man, have sex with an Asian chick or someone who's obese or a dwarf. I mean, seriously, Don. Or break into the zoo.
How many of those do you think they'd actually fulfil?
Oh, yeah, they're lunatics. They're lunatics. I would be concerned that they would. It's not just that. It's a message it sends. I mean, some of these things are horrible.
You think that's immature, do you, Don?
I think it's... I couldn't believe you'd even want to do that. Like, set out to destroy yourself.
Spit on a homeless man. That's just that says more about you. I mean, that's just horrible.
Snort cocaine. Get into the... Destroying yourself. Anyway.
Do you think that'd be right, do you?
What, right?
Well, do you think that'd
I saw
be...
What the boys have been at, or what was circulated.
Yes.
Well, it was. I saw the publication.
Oh, you did? Did you?
Well, very well set out in a folder and bound and things where you tick the various things off. I suppose as you went down the page. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah. So there we are. So what's the have a look at you might ask one of the kids what's his favourite saying after having sex. It would probably be, do you take Visa?
Did you realise last Friday was a gazetted holiday?
That's for grand final week, is it?
That's exactly right. And it was a gazetted holiday, so who were actually working had the day off. Believe that?
And why did it ever come in the first place? Because to have a holiday the day before the grand final means the city is just dead. You want it up and about and bustling with people at work and getting out.
And you realise you're going to have another day off, don't you, this year?
And it ruined the grand final parade.
It ruined it everything. Yes, it is. Andrews government, that is the government, kowtowing to the people that elect them.
Well, it was an election promise.
That's right. That's what I said.
So ridiculous. Yet they're still going to have a day off this year for the grand final. In respect to the frontline workers, isn't it? Frontline workers, coronavirus. But they're still having another holiday this year. That is, no wonder this country's going down. Well, they're talking about trying to get the place up and going. We've got to buy Australia. We've got a holiday within Australia and all the rest of it. The cost of living and manufacturing in Australia is just beyond, it's just beyond belief.
Beyond redemption.
Well, the whole thing. I mean, how are you ever going to get this country up when people... We are governed by greed and money, aren't we?
Yes.
Now, the number of people that are out there at the moment getting JobKeeper and JobSeeker, I know of a few, and... they're getting more money now than what they did when they were actually working.
Yes, yes, but...
And there's no means test on... It's just staggering that they just will not go to...
I tell you two things we've seen the end of, Donald, in this country and probably the world, is shaking hands with people. No one will ever shake hands, no matter when the pandemic's over or not. You've got out of the habit of shaking hands with people. Now you'll just acknowledge by putting your hand up. And secondly, the cruise ship industry, that is completely and utterly gone now.
I think
who
so.
Would get on a cruise ship in the next 5 years?
Overseas travel in general will be out for a long, long time.
Well, planes, fair enough, sort of. Who would sit on a cruise ship with 5,000 other people penned up like you're on a cattle going over
East? Would you go overseas for a holiday? When they're getting 10,000 cases in France at the moment, Israel is going to go into lockdown, they tell me. It's just rampant over there.
10,000? What do you mean in France? What? Not a day. What do you mean?
I think it is. I heard that.
10,000 a day in France. Checking that.
Check it out.
So we're just told, and there's a reason me for saying this.
And there's a real kerfuffle in Israel too, because they're proposing a lockdown because it's got out of hand there. And the people are up in arms over the lockdown, having to try and contain it. So I don't think overseas travel's out for a long, long time. So maybe the airlines are going to be in a lot of trouble too, the international flights.
That is absolutely true, Donald.
What's that?
10,000 cases they had yesterday.
Oh, really?
Oh, right. At least I acknowledged it. But it's been as high as... It was a couple of days ago, it was 16,000.
Wow. I don't know if you've ever heard of Gavin Newsom, but he is the governor of California. And he said that by the year... In 15 years, the year 2035, there'll be no petrol engines allowed in California, which is the second biggest, well, the biggest state in America. No petrol engines, no fuel-driven cars of petrol or fossil fuel cars in 15 years. Seriously, how could someone say that?
You don't think that's true? They won't make new fossil fuel cars in 15 years' time.
He said there'd be no fossil fuel cars. Why won't they?
Because it's just the way you know that.
Don't know that. They've been saying that for 50 years because they said the oil was in short supply. They will work out how you can have a fossil fuel, petrol-driven car that exudes or it emits very little...
emission.
Very little emission because the factories needed to make the batteries that make the cars are driven by fossil fuels in the first place.
Yeah, okay, that's a separate... Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I hear. But I think that there's companies like Mercedes-Benz that have already made that commitment, that they're saying by... I think they've said by 2035 that's it, it's done. No more combustion engines.
I don't think they've said that at all, have they?
I'll check.
Rocket right here just said they found someone bought a painting in Geelong for $60, and it turned out to be, I don't believe this, but it turned out to be a $60 million Van Gogh.
Yeah.
Van Gogh?
It's in the paper this morning.
That'd make it right.
It's in the Herald Sun this morning. They're saying they can't absolutely verify it. They never can, okay? But the best they can give you is that it's very, very likely. And that's what they've come up with.
A $60 million Van Gogh down Geelong. In Geelong.
At a market.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah. And the people who fake them, who paint them, so good.
He is so good at
they're
it,
so
aren't
so good, as Rod said, that
yes.
You honestly, even if you have experts, they can't tell. They've got to go through the paint and the ink
and the paper, how old it was.
Well, I wouldn't believe that for 1 minute.
What's maybe that? That it's a Van Gogh down in Geelong?
I wouldn't, no. But maybe if
could
that...
Could be a very good copy.
Maybe if... That's what we're saying, Donald. Maybe if someone had actually found it earlier, they could have entered it in the Archibald Prize.
Archibald.
What, Don?
Archie.
What, mate?
Archibald. Archibald.
Yes.
Archibald, isn't it?
What are you saying, Don?
The Archibald Prize.
No, he's going Archie.
All right.
Archibald Prize, Don.
Archibald, isn't it? I think. Anyway, going.
What? Holy fuck!
We're on fire today.
Archibald Prize.
Archibald. That's the first. I thought it was Archibald. Like there's an inflection.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I've got the wrong.
Yeah.
I see. No, you say the Archibald.
Yeah.
And I'm saying Archibald.
Archie.
Oh, well, I was trying to be phonetically right so you could understand it.
By the way, just ignore what I said about Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah, so, that's right. Just speaking shit. So Don, the Archibald Prize. If the so a bloke called Vincent Namagira painted a indigenous painting, and it won the Archibald Prize. Now, honestly,
well, it's very subjective, isn't it?
Well, of course,
art
it is.
Is very,
well, I'm being
very
subjective. I'm giving my critique. I looked at all the entries. There is a fantastic painting of an...
But that's your opinion.
Well, that's what we're giving here.
Okay.
There's a fantastic painting of an Aboriginal elder, I think, called Bruce Pascoe. If that wouldn't captivate the imagination of the judges, think of why you would give the Archibald Prize to Vincent Namagira's painting, because it is, honestly, it's an awful piece of art. Subject matter notwithstanding, it makes no difference, but
it's very subjective.
Yeah, well...
I know you're into art. Now,
I've got some fantastic Aboriginal art.
Okay, what about Albert Namagira? As a young boy growing up, I thought he took a little bit of artistic license in the colours he used in his landscapes.
Did you, Don?
No, just hold on. But really? You've just got to go up to the Northern Territory to see where at Hermannsburg, where he lived,
yes,
and have a look at the landscape as you drive. I was driving through there to Uluru or Ayers Rock, and the colours.
I'll tell you about Ayers
Hang
Rock
on, just
in a minute.
Hang on. But the colours of just as he depicted them,
yes.
Albert Namagira, as he depicted those yes. colours in his landscapes, do exist. It's just amazing.
Well, who
the colours
disputes
up there.
That?
Well, as a young person watching looking at his paintings back in the 50s, I thought he took some, if you listen to me, took some artistic license, purple hills and whatever else, and the colours.
Hills can look purple from a distance.
Oh, thanks, Johnny.
So you were captivated by...
Was it? Well, we don't get those colours down here
in
Victoria. They are unique colours to the centre of Australia, and he just captured them.
If you look over to the Yuyangs on a good day, they look purple from Middle Park. Now, Don.
Oh, Jesus.
Don,
hard, isn't it?
I've got
it
some...
It's really bloody difficult.
I've got some Aboriginal just, I'll bring in here.
It just keeps going, doesn't it?
A woman
it?
Called Donna Bridge.
What are we talking about?
Aboriginal art. And Tommy Watson, I've got some fantastic Aboriginal art. Not quite in the class of Vincent Namagira's art that won the Archibald Prize, just aesthetically speaking. But you mentioned Ayers Rock or Uluru. Do you know I think it's the anniversary, maybe the first year's anniversary of not being allowed to climb up it. And now do you know what they've stopped people doing? You could have a...
At Uluru?
Yes.
No.
You could virtually climb up the rock now. You could have a virtual tour of it. Now they've stopped... virtual tours of Ayers Rock or Uluru.
Going out and looking at it.
Would you mind?
There is another rock very similar. There's another rock very
similar. Why? No one's questioning that it's happened, but why? What's the reason? Why?
Not climbing up it, having virtual tours of it, as in going into a room, like being shown on a screen. If that is correct, we are being played.
There is another rock up there, very similar to Ayers Rock. Did you know that? Did you see that as you're driving out?
What, Tuck's Rock?
I don't know.
Burton's Rock?
Yeah,
not Ayers Rock.
It's very, very similar to Ayers Rock.
Oh, Ayers Rock, is it?
Very similar.
Not as big, though, Donald.
What do they call them? They're
monoliths.
Monoliths, are they? Is it monoliths?
I think it is. How are you going with that?
Yeah, Can you have virtual
tours of Ayers Rock?
No, you can't.
If it's to say that? Yep. Read out, seriously, read out why you can't.
Google Maps has removed virtual walking tours of Uluru almost a year. Hang on, this just went missing on me.
Walking tours?
Yeah, but they're virtual. Like, you know, by the Google Maps, you know, the Google Maps device. You can't do it anymore. Parks Australia asked Google to remove pictures of climbing, climate scaling, the culturally significant summit in accordance with the wishes of Anangu and Uluru's traditional owners and the National Parks Film and Photography Guidelines. A spokesperson for Parks Australia told the ABC they alerted Google the user-generated images of the Uluru summit that have been posted on their mapping platform are offensive. Because I guess essentially what it's doing, it's still promoting what they find offensive, doesn't it? That makes sense.
What, that you can't go and have a look at a rock that's been there for 5 billion years.
Right. Regardless, they found it offensive. Okay,
Why?
That's not. That's for them.
And why is it for them?
It's for them to decide. If you're, it's up to you why you're offended. It's not up to me to decide why you are right offended.
It's all our rock. It's Australia's rock.
They're the traditional owners of that particular part of the world.
So what's wrong with having a look at a picture of it as a virtual tour of it, sitting in your wherever you sit in a room and watch a virtual tour of the rock? What is wrong with that?
Because it's deeply sacred to the Anangu people, a spokesperson, a woman told 9news.com.au.
Did you, whilst you were there, did you go to Kings Canyon? Now, there's something to walk around as well. It goes way back to prehistoric times.
Valparaiso times, Don.
There's vegetation that
I don't want to get into. I'm happy for someone to come in and explain.
Well, we should do that.
Why that would be offensive, having a look at pictures of Ayers Rock.
Well, I guess it's the same thing, isn't it? If they find the act of climbing the rock offensive, promoting it via images and virtual reality tours is the same thing, isn't it?
Of course, it's not the same thing. If you climb up it, you can actually degrade
it
and leave rubbish on it and traduce it and not look after it.
If you find anything offensive, doesn't matter what. Let's forget
about flying a plane over it.
Let's forget about Uluru for a second. Okay, you find an act offensive.
Yep.
A virtual reality version of it is going to be equally as offensive.
Bullshit. That is absolutely. You've become. So what about soon there'll be no airspace over it? You won't be able to fly over it or near it.
They want to protect it.
But protect it from
it's
what?
It's not your decision. It's theirs. They own it. It's theirs.
I'm not sure that it... surely it's everyone's decision. I'm so be very
okay,
happy
it is everyone's
come
decision.
And tell me why.
Yeah, you're right. It's everyone's decision. Guess what? They decided to protect it. You missed out. Sorry.
Well, because we don't actually push back enough on that. It to me is incomprehensible that you couldn't go and look at pictures of it because it's offensive to. How could it be offensive? You'd think it'd be just the opposite.
You'd think you'd be celebrating the great
culture of it.
Because it's sacred and we're damaging it and
we're not damaging
taking a piss. I mean,
no, not damaging it. Walking up it and leaving rubbish there, I can understand that actually.
But by people walking up and down it, they're carving grooves in it and they're damaging it.
Well, they really are. I have walked that, and there is in the rock there is a track through.
I can understand that. What's wrong with you? I said to you both, I can understand not walking on it. Why can't you look at pictures of it? What the fuck is wrong with you two? You are two of the dumbest people I've ever met. No, seriously dumb. You just sit there and you don't listen to one thing anyone says or me. You just sit there waiting for me to stop talking so you can start.
Geez, it's hard to get a word anyway. You never say
fucking
you
shit.
Never shut up.
Well, because if
no,
I don't
you're
speak,
on a bloody,
if
oh,
I don't
geez.
Speak, we have dead air. Give us one of your topics.
Oh,
here.
God.
Give us one of your topics.
Okay.
Come on.
Tell me what the job of the Governor General, the Governor of Victoria, what is the job of the Governor in Victoria?
I was looking,
the reason I was saying this,
I
can I just,
ask me a question.
I will.
All right, will you
answer? Just wait for a little while, because I was looking at Daniel Andrews. How could you get rid of him? Could the Governor do something like the Governor General did with Whitlam? I know it was the supply issues, completely different, but Whitlam, the Governor General got rid of Gough Whitlam. And I was just wondering whether the Governor of Victoria could do the same with Daniel Andrews. And then it made me think, what does the governor do in Victoria?
Yeah, I don't know. Sorry.
Now? We've discussed this 4 weeks ago. I said, how about the Governor or the courts of Victoria take the Victorian government to court for incompetence and sedition and treason. And then we discussed what the governor does. I think the governor, the man...
Did we?
Oh, did we?
Was there another forum? I can't
another
remember.
Another forum?
Are you on another forum? Because I cannot remember this.
You can't remember anything,
I think,
John.
You suggested it, Sam. I did. But you never answered the question as to whether it can happen.
Well, obviously it can't, it can't happen unless they break some sort of constitutional law.
So that's John's question.
The governor is there as a rubber stamp for just the Queen's representative.
I understand it's the Queen's representative, yes. But it's just...
If they break a constitutional law,
do you think that the Westminster system is now out of date and should be looked at?
Well, that's, you want a republic.
Well, I'd like something, because I go back to the fact that you had commons and lords. You had two distinct class barriers when it was set up, and unfortunately, we still have that today with regard to Liberal and Labor. And why people are one or the other is beyond me.
Isn't it about the upper house and the lower house?
Well, it's all of that. Upper, lower house, lords, commons, well, that's Liberal, Senate, Labour. I mean, why? It's got to be so... I haven't got a solution to it, but I just ask the question, why? Because people are just...
If ever the governor of this state had a reason to sack a government, there would be no better example than what's going on today. And the very fact that she, as it turns out, can't, because it's a woman at the minute... The very fact that she can't or won't means that constitutionally she's not able to, or probably she wouldn't have the gonads because she was probably appointed by the Premier or this government. And
yes, that's right, yep.
Yep. So you're probably not going to bite
the
hand.
Can you give me an explanation of well, I'm now voicing it. I know the police changed the colour of their uniform years ago. Why did they go to black?
They're not. They're navy blue.
Is it navy blue? Yeah. They wore a blue shirt with contrasting navy pants, and I thought that looked smart. A pale...
Yes, and white stitching. Don, what is
why it? Why wear that black shirt? It looks like...
It's meant to be more imposing. I remember this. I remember when they did it. They changed from the light blue shirt to the black navy shirts. Blue shirt. No, navy.
I thought the... I watched Shane Patton the other day.
Named after the SS in Germany.
And Andrew and Chris... They're both wearing these dark uniforms. I thought, no, it's not becoming. I thought the other uniform was real.
Well, Carlton Football Club have changed. They wear black jumpers now. You think they're navy blue, Don, but they're not.
Don't, he's been an idiot. That's not even funny.
So you're not happy with the coppers wearing
navy
blue?
No, it just came to me. I was watching these
just
guys.
Just came to you?
Well, yes.
Is that one of your topics?
No.
Yeah,
is that
up.
All right?
You're just off the top of your head.
Oh,
now.
Well, this is how you want the show.
Give us your next topic, please. Go on, read it out.
Well, you've covered them all. Dream
up, what have you got, Sam? Because we're coming up to sport.
All right.
Well, what about the cost of this inquiry too?
Oh, you're still on the inquiry again.
Well, it just fascinates me that there's a little bit that comes in after Daniel Andrews has given his evidence the other day. They received 200,000 more documents from the health department and the jobs department, and they've got to be gone through. Now, why weren't there? Obviously, there might have been something come up in those 200,000 documents. Hence, the what would you call her, Jennifer Coates? She's a retired judge. She's,
you know, it's politically incorrect now to call, when you look through a house or advertise a house, it's politically incorrect, and you're not allowed to say the master bedroom.
What's that got to do with Jennifer Coates?
Can't say that because you've got a one-track mind about the coronavirus and the government. There's other things going on. You said,
well, you tell me what is going on. I'd love something else to be going on.
If you want
on.
To read an advertisement about a house or a real estate, you can't say the term master bedroom because that has slave connotations from back 200 years ago, because the masters slept in that bedroom, the masters of the slaves, and that's where we've got to, Don. You can't say master bedroom.
Is that like the old salutation for a young man?
What?
You know, like when you're a kid, you're Master Scott. Instead of Mr. Scott, you'd be your Master Scott.
Your master, yes.
So is that the same thing?
No.
Or master and miss.
I don't know. Is that the same?
Miss
thing?
Was where
that
miss. Comes from?
Of course, it's not.
I'm asking a question.
Oh, you're allowed to ask questions here. Not everything has to be a statement.
Well, I don't know where master came from, but master.
Well, it was
would
Master John master, Newman. Master, when you were a young lad, and Miss
Master would
miss whatever.
Master would donate a donate denote. Master would denote the fact that you're not a you haven't come of age. You're a minor.
That's right. That's what it used to mean.
Bean. Yeah, it used to have been that. Yeah, yes, you used to be. That's right, Mr. Bean. So that's. So have a guess of the two industries which are just crumbling in the States. Well, one of
in
them.
In America.
One of them here is, of course, the beer industry. The breweries have not sold. How many kegs or barrels do you reckon the beer. They're slowly not going bankrupt. They never will. But the big industry that has fallen on its hard times in America is the popcorn industry. Why?
No movies.
No movies. They sold millions of tons of popcorn throughout the movie houses in America, and because none of them are open, they have almost gone to the wall. The people that provide corn, I presume,
it's
to make
a special type of corn. Did you realise that? It's a popping corn.
Yes, hence the name, Donald.
It's a very because
popping corn. So you go into watch a movie and say, "I'll have some popping corn."
Is it? No, you grow it, John. You grow it. There is the corn that we eat on the cob, and there's popping corn. It's a special.
That's
type
right. So you go into the watch Jaws, or we watch Jaws. Who do you know is the greatest DVD of that film Jaws? Is
Brian Mannix.
Brian Mannix, he could tell you the whole storyline and script of Jaws. He can repeat it verbatim, an hour and a half's commentary on the anyhow the popping corn. So you go into watch Jaws, you say, "Give us a bag of popping corn," and they just cut the ing off.
I don't think that's right. By the way,
what's that?
I don't think it's right.
It is right.
No, it's just dried.
No.
Of course, they put it.
A friend of mine went into it.
It puffs up
because there's a lot of money in it.
Well, that does not. That's my point. It's gone to the wall in America.
No, there is a lot of money. The markup is incredible from the raw product to the end product.
1,000%.
Oh, thousands, and that's why he looked at it. But it's a special type of corn. I'm sure.
So,
I'm positive.
So
what are you going to do? Just go to the supermarket and get some corn.
No, but I think it starts out the same way. I think it starts out the same way.
Not on a cob.
Well, I'm just reading it here on Wikipedia.
Have a listen to this, Donald.
I think it's just dried out versions of the cobs, of the kernels.
Sorry?
I think it's just dried. What I'm looking at here, it's dried out kernels of
yes.
corn. So it's the same stuff.
Yeah, you got to take it off the cob.
Yeah, okay, but that's still corn.
Yeah, I know it is, but it's a special type of corn.
So we're hitting the hard topics today, aren't we?
So this bloke was in... So have a listen to this about food. This bloke food. Was food. This bloke was in bed with his wife.
Which bloke? This one over here sitting here.
Snodgrass.
Bloke was... Yeah, Frank Snodgrass. Was in bed with his wife and he said, "I've just bought some food flavoured..."
Bought?
I've just bought... Did I say brought?
Yes.
I always do that. Said. "I've just bought some food-flavoured condoms." He was lying in bed with his missus. And his missus said, "Really?" And she dived under the covers. She dived under the covers and, you know, went down on him. And, I presume that's what she did because he had bought the food-flavoured condoms. And she came up and she said, "What? Are they cheese and onion?" And he said, "I'm not sure. They're still at work."